AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Episode 20.
Vicenarius.
Vicenarius. Latin, right?
Latin for 20.
20. Wow. Yeah.
That's okay. Going to be the theme for the whole show.
This is the dub episode.
The dub.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Give me a dub on that.
All right. So, look, we always talk about comedians.
Top 20 comedians all time. I got Richard number one already down.
So he's goated. Richard is goated. All right.
So we need 19 more.
Give me one. Give me another one. In my opinion, Tracy Morgan.
Tracy
Morgan, dude.
Tracy Morgan.
For real.
I'm writing them down, folks.
Tracy Morgan is underrated. Tell you somebody else. You name him. You can name too.
Tracy Morgan. Jamie Foxx.
Top 20.
I don't know.
Red Fox.
Okay, definitely.
Watch this.
Bill Cosby.
I give him that. Harris.
Robin Harris.
Robin Williams.
I got it. Yeah. I wrote him down too. Robin Williams.
Yeah. Mike Epps.
I don't know. You got to write details too fast. Epps. Right.
Who you got?
Chris Rock.
I give him that. Chris Rock. Yeah. I give him that. Yeah.
What about Benny Hill?
Was he like a
British
comedian?
Guy, the British. I think
he just did the skits
with the little white girls
and stuff, and they be running off. That's how fast they run. You hear run off. Yeah. So I don't know if he's a comedian.
Okay.
Let me think.
Bernie Mac?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Bernie Mac.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Yes. Sam Kinison? You're a bum! Sam Kinison.
Say it!
Come on, who else?
Cat Williams?
Oh, definitely. My bad, Cat. I'm sorry I took that. Don't even. Come on.
D.L. Hughley?
Oh, man. Who else you got on your list?
Martin Lawrence?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not sold on D.L.
Okay. I got you. Eddie Griffin?
I went to see him live. Eddie Griffin. I was going to say him. I saw him in Virginia.
Okay.
I'm missing somebody.
Chris Tucker? You said Mike Epps, right?
I did. Yeah. I'll give Chris.
Dolemite?
Now, was he a comedian or was he just, did he make like the way down in the jungle deep?
Yeah, he was like an entertainer. Right.
Stepped on the signified monkey's feet.
Mm-hmm. Carol Burnett?
Yes. Who else?
Trevor Noah?
Nah.
Dick Gregory?
No, I look at him as more of a Dick Gregory was like more of an in between. He was like more like a Black Power type.
Dave Chappelle?
Yes, absolutely. He's a GOAT.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart. Yes. Sorry about that, Kevin. Major.
George Lopez?
Yes, I like George Lopez.
We got one more.
We got one. We one missed left. Somebody
we missing
good.
Some people. Too.
I guarantee you, I'm gonna regret
Bob
it.
Bob Hope.
Who else?
George Carlin, Bill Burr.
Keep going.
Hannibal.
I mean,
Wanda Sykes.
She's good, but not top 20. We missed some good ones.
Andy Kaufman.
Who else you had over there?
George Lopez, Bill Burr. Yeah.
I got him. So I know we missed
that.
Listen, I know we missed somebody else. Good.
We apologize.
But
in advance.
With that being said, give us our theme music.
Give us our theme music.
Yeah. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcasting with a person. With a purpose. We got the On the Field Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still. Steeler Nation since 1976.
Ah, you got your off the field coach. Mr. Coach Reback, a.k.a. Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Yoda since 1968.
What's up, Coach?
What's up, Coach? Episode 20.
Yeah, shout out.
The Dubs.
The Dubs. Vicenarius. So is it Vicenarius or Vicenarius? Is it Vicenarius?
Vi.
Okay.
The thing said V-Y-E for the sound, and I'm assuming that's like rye.
Okay.
So Vicenarius.
That'll work.
That's where I'm pronouncing it, so if I'm wrong,
I like that,
know.
Though. I like the way it even looked, the way it's spelled. You know what I'm saying? It looks, you know, vintage. Yeah. All right. Class clown.
Let's laugh. Come on, let's go.
Right, here we go.
Let's get it crack.
All right, the Cowboys had a 12-5 record last year. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Did you know what it consists of?
What?
12 arrests and 5 convictions. That's good.
The Dallas Cowboys adopted a new honor system.
What's that?
Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor.
Did they get in a lot of legal trouble here lately?
Yeah. Well, not lately, but you know, in the past.
Yeah.
They have a history of that.
Think about that. When Michael Irvin was there, he covered Michael. Michael Irvin was smoking crack.
That whole team, man, eventually.
But they found the crack pipe in Michael Irvin's driver's seat.
Knew
when they
knew it was caravanning mugs.
Oh.
Pounds. How you go from a starting lineman?
What's the running back that came from Mobile?
Oh, your boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sherman Williams.
That's just one of
them. Did 15 in the field. Sheesh. All right. What do you call it? This ain't going to make it no better. We done wore the Cowboys out already. What do you call a Cowboys fan with half a brain?
What?
Gifted.
Why was Mike McCarthy upset when the Cowboys playbook was stolen?
Why?
Because he hadn't finished coloring
it. Oh, wow. That was good. I like that. All right. Pass on.
Mary's Nuggets. Fun facts. So if you're in Egypt and going anytime soon, don't forget the number 20 if you want to call anyone.
Okay.
When you place a call, you must first dial +20 before calling any phone number in
Really?
Egypt. Yeah.
Now, I was in Alexandria, but I never did make a phone call for that, so I wouldn't have known that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Did you know?
The primetime news program 2020 on ABC got its name from the expression 2020 vision for normal eyesight.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. And things that make you go, 20 questions is actually a game where, in fact, the game is 20 questions.
That was simple enough. All right.
We got
a new segment, y'all. This Bounty Hunter segment. I'm telling you, I love it. So we get to call the Bounty Hunter.
This is our own special Bounty Hunter.
And we introduce him as?
Wayne.
Simply Wayne. Wayne the Bounty Hunter. Let's see if we get Wayne on the line right quick. See if we get Wayne on here.
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Wayne the Bounty Hunter. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, man? What's happening?
Good. You know, this on and off the field podcast. You know we call you now. We got to get our daily at least two or three stories, one or two stories in. You got something for us?
Well, I got two little short ones for you today. You know, that Bounty Hunter action, I have to kind of tone it down for, you know, for different situations.
I got you. You know, I got Coach over here.
What's up, Coach? What's up?
I don't know what's happening, man. What's happening?
Tell us something, man.
Tell us something.
Tell me that story that made you laugh.
Okay, you want that one or the Bounty Hunter one first? Which one you want?
Let me laugh first.
Okay. There was this guy in our neighborhood. Every time you see him, he'd be drinking. So I rolled up on him one day on my bicycle. I said, hey, Alvin, what's happening, man? He said, oh, I ain't staying here. You ain't your man. I said, hold on, man. Wait a minute, man. You can't be talking about my mama now. You can talk about me now. Come on. So he said it again. So I said, you know what? When I catch up with you, I'm going to put some on you. I said, I'm going to put some on you. He said, I've been drinking. I'm drunk right now. I said, when I catch you and you ain't drunk, I'm going to put some on you. So it was a Wednesday. So I caught up with him on a Saturday. And I walked up on him. I said, you know what I told you? I grabbed my hat, flipped it to the back. I said, you know what I told you, don't you? And he looked at me. He said, hold on, Wayne, man. I'm still drunk right now. Man, I laughed. I was pain sick. I laughed at that dude so hard, man.
You about to wear him out. He said, hold on, Wayne. I'm still drunk.
I'm still drunk right now. He was looking at me trying to, but you know what? In reality, he wasn't drunk for real, not that day, but he knew what was coming.
I know he knew what was coming. That's it. Yeah, that's give us another one.
Give us a bounty hunter story.
Okay, but bounty hunter story, a little short one here, you know, because the bounty hunter story, you know, some rough stuff happening, that kind of stuff. Mm. But when I first started bounty hunting, I used to be the back door man. And the guy, he ran out the back door. I heard a bounty hunter freeze. He kept on, he looked at me and laughed and kept running. Hey. So then the next time we were on a bounty hunter job, I had a pump shotgun. Dude run out the back door. I heard a bounty hunter freeze. He go, oh, man, hold up, man, hold up, man. Here go my gun. I'm throwing on the ground right now, man. Daddy, right there, man. Don't shoot. Please don't shoot.
When he heard you, when he heard that shotgun. That
yeah, that pump shotgun. Yeah, that pump shotgun get some action.
It'll get some action about her. I like that. Wayne the Bounty Hunter, y'all. Wayne the Bounty Hunter. Listen, we so appreciate you letting us call you, man, with these stories.
Okay, well, like I said, well, y'all hit me up again next week, man. I'll have some more for you.
We will. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Wayne the Bounty Hunter. All right. Take care, Wayne.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing in closing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You remember Dog the Bounty Hunter, right?
Yeah.
But that's one reason how I got to barking like a dog.
Because the dog...
Huh?
Cause a like dog the bounty hunter.
How you dog? How you bark?
How you bark?
So that's how I got to become dog.
He sounded like a dog for real. We sure appreciate you, Wayne.
Oh, good, Wayne. Peace.
Take care.
All right, I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, bye bye.
All right, later.
Wayne the Bounty Hunter, man. He sounded like a dog for real. You can tell he wanted to bark. He wanted to show off that bark.
That bark.
All right. Q&A segment. Mike, why are you trying to set me up with this, man?
What? That's you, man.
So, look. Oh, okay. All right. Do you sneak a peek when you take a shit?
I do.
Every time.
Yeah, I got to see what it looks
so
like.
So watch this. Here's a little inside joke.
Okay.
I tell people, I warn them. I say, treat me like you taking a number two. They say, what you mean? I say, pay attention to the shit you do.
That was classic, man.
You better watch the shit you
better
do.
Better watch the shit you do.
Because you do it, right?
Right. Right.
That's a double entendre. Be careful with me. Watch the shit you do.
Watch the shit you do, then.
You change and look at it, right?
Right.
Don't you look? Do you look at the tissue when you wipe your butt?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I do too.
You look at the tissue?
I do too.
You examine your stool?
You know, I heard one.
You have to. You should examine your stool.
I heard one that was interesting, and it always perplexed me too. Sometimes you wipe your ass, and you know you wiped, and ain't nothing there.
It's clean.
You're like, what the fuck just
happened? I call that a clean bus.
That's a clean sweep.
Facts. You don't see nothing.
Nothing. And you know you wiped your ass.
Yeah. And you don't feel like itchy in that. Because, you know, if you leave some in there, you're itchy. You're going to get itchy. You're going to be itchy. You're going to have mud under your fingernail.
Oh, no.
You're going to have mud under your fucking neck. Yeah, they call it mud, bro.
McNutt.
McNutt, this is my girl. Come on, man. You keeping me out of my girl.
Did you know Monica McNutt is a fitness instructor?
No, I did not.
Cycling?
I'm not surprised.
Yes.
I mean, look at her body, dude.
I know. She's so, need to get on. Come on, hey, Monica McNutt, we want you on our health as
please,
well.
Please, come on. To the web. We don't need but 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Monica, please, five
give
minutes.
Give us some exercise.
Please,
come on,
please.
Give us that lean.
Please, twice. She sure got that lean.
She got that lean.
You know who else got that lean, dude? Molly.
Not as bad.
Not as
though.
Bad. But see, Molly's an Italian. Isn't she Italian? Like she kinda,
she looks like she's like Mediterranean. Some
but she's mixed.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
has that lean too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's the other? I got to bring this chick up before we move on. Heavy breasted chick that's on there too. I don't. She wear a girdle so tight she ain't got the lean because she be sucking it in.
I don't know her name.
What's her name?
I can't see. Martin. That's your
Kmart.
Kimberly Martin. That's your nephew's crush.
Kmart.
Yeah, that's what he said last time he was
here. Oh, sheesh. She don't have it, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, WNBA segment.
WNBA.
USA for gold.
USA for the gold.
Wow.
That was close.
It was. They played. Hey, they gave them a run for their money, bro.
That game.
And the guy cried his eyes out.
Listen, man. Both USA teams played, I thought, average at best.
I agree.
And they let France believe they could win.
France hit him in the mouth, dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? Wep. Wembanyama.
Yeah.
That was a sight.
Yeah.
When last time you saw somebody cry, a man cry because he lost?
That's because he really wanted to win.
But that's old school.
It really meant something.
That's old school. Right. See, Walter Payton them used to cry.
Right.
LT them used to cry. You know what I'm saying?
You would see that.
Richard Dent them used to cry. Big Dent, Richard Carlos. Right. Them boys, they used to cry.
Man.
Kevin Garnett cried.
A lot of athletes cry when you lose. I've cried.
When the heart, when it's...
When you get to that point, it's an emotional drain, you know? It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, man. That's when it takes a lot
out of you. All right, travel through your eyes.
3 hour segment.
Okay, keeping up with our theme on 20,
mm-hmm.
the coordinates 20 degrees south latitude mm-hmm. and 20 degrees east longitude correspond with the continent of Africa.
Okay. I've been to Morocco.
Morocco?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Which is a small part
mm-hmm. The northern part of
Morocco. Right, and I didn't know that Spain and Africa was directly apart, like separated by...
You know, I think...
And thin body of water.
Let me ask you this, and this is not a Yodel moment, and this is not on the script, but
right.
with the way that it looks and how they're touching so close, was it one mass at one time?
I think it was. And
was
then,
that the flood?
And then, I think so, because it had to be. Think about it.
Is that
there's
what
a split in the Earth's
right.
core, and there's water running through. So, yes, right. it had everything to do with it. Absolutely.
Hmm.
Absolutely. That's fire. That is fire. Yes. But I never do that. Yeah, that's cool. All right. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
You know, I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to bring up something you brought up at my birthday party. All right. Health is wealth segment. I didn't even say it yet. We found the 20-20-20 exercise, which is designed to give you the ultimate challenge in total body workout. It's 20 minutes of cardio, 20 minutes of strength training, interesting, and 20 minutes of stretching and core. That's interesting.
Yeah, 20-20-20. It's a full body workout. Full body workout.
That is interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Let me read that again. So this is going to help people. This is an infinity stone.
Right.
The 20-20-20 exercise, which is designed to give you the ultimate challenge and total body workout, head to toe. 20 minutes of cardio, choose your choice. 20 minutes of strength training, again, your choice. And then, believe it or not, 20 minutes of stretching and core work.
That's good stuff.
That's interesting.
That's good stuff. That's a health is wealth.
So, before we move on, I don't know if you remember when you was at my party, we was at the table, you came up and you was like, sheesh, few of these women can use their health and wealth. Did you remember saying that?
No,
yes,
no,
you did. No. You must have been on your second or third drink.
Because
you were like, sheesh, half of the room can use a healthy segment. Oh, my goodness. What'd you say? They say a drunk tongue speaks a sober mind.
Is that what I was
saying? That you spoke with your heart.
That meant no harm.
Because there was a few of them in there that. You know what? Before we move on, this is something I talked about.
Yeah.
And this is in Christendom. Let me say that.
Sure.
The average pastor's wife, the first lady,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Is fat and out of shape and cholesterol ridden. The average, and I'm saying
diet,
it.
It's a diet and lack of exercise.
And most of the time, the pastor is out of shape too. You don't see, you know. Well,
using it as an excuse to eat the wrong things,
right?
Celebration.
But here's the thing. But here's the hypocrisy, mm-hmm. which is with me, because obesity is a sin. Gluttony is a sin. Mm-hmm. Overdoing anything, exceeding some, it's sure. a sin. So
it's one of the vices that many of us struggle with.
But my thing is, yeah. from their standpoint, if you're gonna be like that, at least be humble. Don't get up there and you big and you got cholesterol and you telling somebody you need to quit such and such. Wait a minute.
Right.
You can't. You look like you holding your breath.
Right. He's struggling.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to say that. You look like a deep breath.
I mean, obviously, we talk about, you know, health, obviously, because we're in shape and we're, you know, pushing it.
Right.
Those that struggle with health, being obese, you know, obviously, it's a life. What it is, you have to address it as a lifestyle. You have to look in the mirror.
Right.
I mean, you can't do it any other way. You can't say, well, this is part of my family. Or it's a,
right. Oh, it runs in the family, or, blah, blah, blah.
A lot of it starts with the fact that you're not active.
Choice.
Consistently active. It's That's the choice. First part.
Right.
The second part is that you've adopted a diet and lifestyle that's mm-hmm. not healthy for you.
Right.
And I was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was at my heaviest, you know, mm-hmm. I was like 258 at mm-hmm. my heaviest. You know, but I was eating all the things that I saw on television.
Right.
Cereals.
Right. And that's what most people are doing
things
now.
Things out of the frozen food section.
Right.
These boxes. Oh, my gosh. I got to have this. Oh, I got to have a mac and cheese.
So there's a verse in the Bible mm-hmm. to solidify what I said, and we can move on. It says, it was a prayer. A guy prayed for his friend. He said, I would that you prosper and be in good health.
Yes.
Even as your soul prospers.
Absolutely.
That was his prayer for his friend.
I believe it. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth. Thank you for that. Health right. is wealth for you.
Two thumbs up.
All right, let's go.
So I thought about this. Why are movie theaters no longer relevant in today's society?
Because I think cable, internet, the apps.
Apps.
You get apps now. You can get an app, and now you got the underground. People can buy stuff
and poor service.
Poor service too.
Overpriced.
Oh, they high.
Overpriced. Nasty snacks.
Dude, you pay $4 to $5 when you go to the right. movies now.
Oh,
$50.
$50 for nothing, for a small popcorn with some cancer
for
causing
something.
Butter flavor on it.
Cancer causing, right? Cancer causing,
right?
I pay all that for something I could give, wait 3 weeks and it'll come to
right.
the TV. And I can sit in
and enjoy
free them. Seating.
Right.
What I want on my menu in my theater.
Exactly.
Surround sound.
Exactly.
Got to be. Wow. Wow. Okay.
All right.
First and 10.
All right. Keeping up with the theme 20.
Who was the best football player to wear number 20? Barry Sanders, Ed Reed, or Brian Dawkins? Barry Sanders.
I
got to
go with Barry Sanders.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dawkins was a beast though.
Reed Wolverine. Was too.
He was.
All right, third and short.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the other best athletes to wear the number 20? Gary Payton,
wow.
Jorge Posada, catcher for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Robertson, Lou Brock, Don Sutton, Luke Robitaille, played left wing hockey for 20 years. Tony Stewart of NASCAR.
I got to pick Gary Payton, the glove.
You going with the glove?
Yeah.
I'm going with Frank Robertson.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of background, real quick?
Frank, he's a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Okay.
500 plus home
Frank
runs.
Robinson, right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So was he related to Jackie Robinson?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. They both played baseball, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Both Jackie Hall played of Famers. Jackie played for
the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Okay. Yeah. Wanted to make sure. Blue Bag Music segment.
Yes.
Curtis Mayfield. Yeah. There's no place like America today.
You got to check that out. Put that on your list.
What is it about?
It's got some great theme music, for mm-hmm. one. Great mm-hmm. theme music. It's got a song called Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I sent that one to you.
Okay.
I sent a song on that album.
And I hadn't had a chance to look at it yet or listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Animal Planet.
All right.
This was number 20 on an internet search I did for animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Ai-Ai.
The Ai-Ai.
It's a lemur native to Madagascar.
Okay.
It has a long, bony finger that uses to tap on trees and listen for insects inside.
I've seen a lemur. I know what a lemur is.
Yeah. That was number 20 on our Animal Planet segment.
Yeah. It's able to extract the insects with his specialized finger.
Because it's so long.
Right. Go right in there and grab him. Wow. Edible, eatable, eat segment.
All
right. What was your least favorite food as a kid?
Liver.
Cabbage.
All right. Cabbage wasn't that bad. Liver, dude.
Yeah. Oh. Cabbage for me.
I hated it.
Yeah. Well, liver would have been liver cabbage dinner for me.
I could deal with the cabbage. I couldn't deal with the liver.
I could eat cabbage now, but I couldn't eat it then.
I can't eat liver now. So I still
I can't
hate
eat it now.
Yeah.
All right, lifestyle and martini segment.
Okay.
Talk about your show on Sunday. Tell us
man,
about
that was awesome. So
listeners, our co-host Yoda Rick, aka Football Man, sung a show.
I did a 2-hour
show.
A 2-hour set.
Tell us about it.
It was good. So I got set up at the Holiday Inn, the Skyview Lounge. Shout out to them. So they get local talent in on Saturdays and Sundays. When I was given the opportunity to present my talent. So you could do 2 hours or 3 hours. I chose 2 hours from just starting out.
Okay.
Did five covers, and I did five of my songs.
Okay.
And they went over well.
Nice.
So it was real good. Man, it was so good. We went live with it. I got over probably close to 3,000 views.
Nice.
With the videos. It's three videos and total about 3,000 views.
Nice.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, I got some Instagrams coming. Now, I'm going to be getting some, you know, I'll be back.
Will you perform again?
Yes, I'll be back. Supposed to be in September.
Okay.
I'll let you know which September it is.
Okay.
September and then in October. So they want me back 2 months. Nice. So, yeah. I think I'm going to be getting some more gigs in other places. So, y'all pray for me. And I got paid.
That's even better.
I took a picture of my check. I edited that.
Psalmist.
Yeah, man. All right. Was this lifestyle, life moment segment?
Yes.
Do you remember your 21st birthday? Wow.
I do.
Where were you at?
I was in Maine.
What did you do?
I was sitting at a bar called Margaritaville with Robert Paulius.
So like Margaritaville, like we got here, Margaritaville? Or like Margaritaville in Florida?
It was a bar. It was just happened to be called Margaritaville.
Okay.
That theme, but it was for Maine.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't related to the one down here.
So let me ask you this. In your mind, were you there like it's your 21st birthday, now you're legal. I'm sure you probably have been drinking before that anyway, though.
Right.
But was it special?
It was special to be able to show my ID.
That's
because I couldn't get into that bar.
Okay.
There was a few bars on campus I could get into.
So you went
that one I could not get into.
So you went to that bar on purpose?
Yes.
Because that's one you couldn't get into?
Yes.
That's cool as hell.
Oh, yeah, you know.
You got to go like back to where they tell you you couldn't be.
Yeah.
That's just us.
Yeah, first and last time drinking tequila.
What? What kind of tequila?
Which
brand?
Corvo.
Jose Corvo. Yeah. Horrible.
Horrible.
Right.
Now
good.
I know about
dumpster
tequilas.
Juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the devil's pee. All right.
Okay. The On and Off the Field Book Club.
On and Off the Field All Book right. Club.
So on a search for the top 20 books over the past 20 years.
Okay.
This was number 20.
Wow.
It's called Erasure.
Mm-hmm.
Erasure. It was came out in 2020, 2001 by Percival Everett.
Percival. Sound like you're supposed to say his name like that. Percival.
Get in there, Percival.
Percival.
It was made into an Oscar-winning movie called American Fiction, which came out in 2023.
Okay.
Everett's deft literary satire imagined a world in which a cerebral novelist and professor named Theonius Monk
Cerebral.
Ellison,
you messed that word up, Coach. I got to get you.
Cerebral.
Yeah.
Novelist and professor named Theonius Monk Ellison finds mainstream success only when he decides to produce the most ghetto-fied portrayal of black pain and stereotypes.
What?
He's an author. He writes stuff.
Wow.
But he doesn't get any momentum. But when he makes fun of his own people,
that's when he gets the
that's
momentum.
When he
that's
gets,
sad.
He gets a lot of offers. He makes
the
a lot
ghetto-fied
of money.
Stuff.
Yeah.
What is going on, people?
Hollywood wanted that ghetto-fied portrayal of black people.
To exploit us.
To exploit. Yeah. That's when he got
paid.
As
a people.
And that's when he got paid. Yeah.
So do you think he sold his people out by making the product according to what they wanted?
Well, I mean, he did it out of frustration. He didn't do it initially to make money. He did it out of frustration. And it just so happened that it caught fire.
But then they kind of prolonged the stereotype that, you know, of black people.
Sure.
For him to go ahead and bow down to make the ghetto fire. Well, so that's a crazy word, ghetto fire.
Well, he didn't do it, like I said, he didn't do it for them to make money. He just kind of was like, everybody was telling him to do this.
So he gave
you need to be this, you need to be that.
Okay.
And so he just said to himself, he wrote it to himself, and it just happened to, you know.
Okay.
It was like, wow.
Okay.
And then that's, they was like, hey, this is what we want.
Wow.
He was like, no, this is,
hmm,
I'm just making a, playing a joke here.
Wow. But it's working.
But they're buying into it.
That's crazy.
Right, right.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right.
What's your latest guilty pleasure? Now, what do you mean by that?
It could be whatever your
latest pleasure. I ate a honey bun today.
I know I ate chocolate fudge cookie, sugar-free, peanut butter with a blueberry on it.
And that was your guilty pleasure?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? Like, we saying it's light work. I ate a honey bun. Somebody else ate a half a back of ribs. Half a slab of baby back ribs.
I haven't eaten a honey bun in years. That was my thing, too.
That's my guilty pleasure. Ate a honey bun, dude. Can't help it. I love them, especially 10 seconds in the microwave.
All right. The art segment.
Yep.
All right. I just found out that Mona Lisa has her own mailbox at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
Man, come on.
She gets all the love letters she gets every year. For real, real talk.
Real talk?
Real talk. I'm not making it up.
So, isn't her picture the one that the eyes follow you around? Or pupils follow you around the room?
In the cartoon or movie.
I thought it was like the real life. It don't?
No.
Okay. Isn't it like mystical, they say this? They?
Every, you know, movies and recreations, they've made it into that.
Okay.
But
that's interesting. That's interesting, boy. You know what time it is. Wait a minute. Yoda,
right,
baby.
Yoda.
Let's go.
Okay.
Now, he didn't tell me again, y'all.
Still keeping up with the theme 20.
All right.
All right. Proverbs is the 20th chapter in the Bible.
Proverbs chapter 20.
Verse 20.
Okay.
Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Divulge into that.
Okay.
And just in general, Proverbs, who wrote them, what they're about, where they come from?
That's
a deep book.
Right. The verse, when he says, whoever curses their father or mother, the days they're going to be snuffed out, light to be snuffed out. In the law, there's a verse that says, honor your father and your mother. Matter of fact, it's not even a law. Let me back up. Mm-hmm. It is a promise.
Okay.
He says, honor your father and your mothers that your days may be long in the land of the living. That's what it says. That is a promise. He said, if you honor your mother and your father, your days will be long in the land of the living. All right, so the Proverb writer, which I think Solomon wrote that one, Proverbs chapter 20, he's one of the authors of Proverbs.
So there are many authors?
Yes, several authors of Proverbs. Not one person didn't write Proverbs. Solomon wrote some of them. Moses wrote some of them. This is probably like 12 different authors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, there were Proverbs. Just like one person didn't write the Psalms. You probably got so
you.
Many. David wrote one. Solomon wrote it.
I got you.
But that particular scripture, he says your light will be snuffed out.
Right.
Your short-lived life. It's a curse. It's literally a curse on you if you don't honor your father and your mother. You carry on you. Basically, you a mark. You have no covering from God, no honor. He's not going to cover you because you honor your father and your mother.
Right.
So that your night won't get snuffed out. So yeah, right. That's what that means. Yeah, wow. And that's a serious warning. But it's a promise too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you honor your father and your mother, you don't have to worry about it.
You know, most of Proverbs will delve into that. It'll hit you with some stuff that really gets to your gut.
Absolutely.
You know, tell you right from wrong.
Right from wrong. Yeah. That Proverbs, I only want to tell you, call you a sluggard. Hey, you sluggard. Right. Proverbs chapter 6. Look at the ant, you sluggard.
What was the one you told me about the vomit? Was that in Proverbs? The dog and his vomit?
Oh, yeah. It's a proverb. He says, the ancient proverb says, just like a dog returns to his vomit, so a sow after being washed, returns to the mud.
Yeah.
That, and Jesus used the proverb against the people. He said, you know, he said they had it right when they said that proverb about y'all. You jokers always go back and lick and eat up what you threw up.
Right.
It was never supposed to be part of your system. But a dog will throw it up, go leave, and go back.
Ain't going back.
And it's worse. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Top five hit. I don't care what nobody says. I made a mistake in this show today. I can rock out to that right there. Shout out, man. Shout out to Shout Yoda Mama. So that was good.
That was good.
Okay.
So this is the perception versus perspective segment again.
Ooh, I like those.
So I saw a picture, and right. In the picture, these 10 to 15 people were standing in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
All of them had umbrellas on.
Right.
And they were all looking at the one man whose umbrella was upside down.
Okay.
His umbrella was such that it was catching the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking at him like, what are you doing? They all had this peculiar, you're crazy look.
Mm-hmm.
He's just standing there. He's the only one in the picture with a smile,
mm-hmm.
mind you.
Wow.
Okay, so if you look to the back of the guy, it's a plug, a cord that goes to a contraption. Okay. He's actually catching the water.
Okay.
He's doing something. He has a purpose.
Yeah.
So the thing was, don't worry about what people think or say about you because they don't understand what you have
what
going
you
on
doing.
And what you're doing.
God, that's fire. That's fire. That is fire.
I thought it was a deep photo. Man.
Let me add something to that biblically.
Sure.
And not to, just to add to it because it linked right up to the wagon, brother.
Mm.
Noah. When he started building a ship, a boat, right. for something that it never rained before. People don't understand, when Noah built the ark, it had never rained. Right. They never seen water come out the sky. But God told him, he said, I'm about to flood the earth from the sky. Noah believed him. But the other people say, oh, he crazy. But he had a purpose.
Well, he had a purpose.
Yeah, so that's good. That's fire, man. We got to keep that perception versus perspective segment up.
Oh, no doubt.
Fire. Helpful hint segment.
Yes.
Okay. Never send a work email when you're emotionally compromised. Type it up, save it as a draft, and walk away. Ideally, sleep on it. You'll make a smarter choice when you're not heated. That's so true.
Yeah.
100% true. My dad called. I called him back.
You think about it, how many times people get in trouble by hitting that send button.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's you would think it's common sense, but the heat
you would
of
think
it,
so.
But when you're in an emotional moment.
State, yeah, you're not thinking like that. You're not really
same
thinking
thing
like
goes
that.
For texting. You know, it's wow. better not to text when you're in motion.
Right, because you can't take it back. Once you send that sucker off.
Take a time out.
It's over with.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. All right, it's all about the relationship segment.
All right.
Okay, this is a fair question. Do you remain friends with the people from your childhood?
Yes.
Okay, I do too.
Absolutely. I think that's important. Matter of fact, a couple of the guys, they're dead and gone, man. And the ones that are still around, I definitely try to keep up with them, you know. But definitely, I that was childhood friends, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about from 5, 6
yes.
years old.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
I do too.
Black folk, any of your friends passed on, the younger?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them?
I wouldn't say a lot, enough to where it's, you know, I'm aware.
Well, how did that hit you when they passed?
You know, it's just like anything else. You know, you're kind of emotionally taken,
right?
Taken back,
right?
Especially somebody that you would have spent time and
right,
with,
and they're your age,
and my age.
That's what I think hits home.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Yeah. Helpful hints. Nope. Here we go. Black folks segment. I'm gonna get to the black folks segment. Family reunions.
I got one coming up.
When is it?
November. It's in November.
Where's it gonna be?
North Carolina.
What part?
Elizabeth City.
That's where you're from?
Northeast corner. That's where my dad is from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where were you born?
Me?
Yes.
Newark, New Jersey.
Sorry. Then you went to Elizabeth City.
No, my dad went from Elizabeth City to Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So that's gotcha. Where I was born. Yeah. Okay, okay. We have them. It's just too hot, and it's up there in up 43.
Where are your people from?
Jackson.
Your family's from Jackson.
My mom, P. Ryan's from Jackson.
P. Ryan.
P. E. R. I. N. E. Yes.
Really.
We got P. Ryan's in Pennsylvania. We got them everywhere. Yeah.
The wait a minute.
Up 43, Jackson, Alabama.
The football player?
Yes, that's my cousin. That's my cousin. Yes. Yeah, P. Ryan is my cousin. Yes, he is.
Samaj.
He's
my cousin. And the other one too.
And the other one that went to Florida Atlantic.
Right.
Came from Florida Atlantic. That's
interesting.
Yes.
We'll talk about that off air.
Yes, we will.
Quote of the day.
All right.
Never do anything you wouldn't be able to explain on television.
RJ Miller said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did he say that? You know?
Well.
What was he into? What is his?
My thought was that just like anything else, you don't want to, anything that you do, you want to be able to do in the public eye.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. Never do anything you wouldn't be able to do.
The example of television.
That made me, it made me think. I took that person because I'm like, what have I ever, you know what I mean? Chess segment. All right. Okay. All right. Keeping in theme with the number 20. At the beginning of the game of chess, there are a total of 20 different types of moves that can be played legally. That's fire.
That's fire.
Where you find that at?
Internet. Everything's on the internet. Everything's online, man.
Final Drive.
Final Drive.
Sports Jeopardy. All right.
Let's laugh, man. Let's
have some fun. Boy. Here you go.
Okay, this is the voice segment. Recite the Pledge of Allegiance like Sam Kinison or the Godfather, Marlon Brando. Your choice. Mm.
I'm going to do Marlon Brando. Hey. Hey, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know that type of Godfather that was. That was like Felix the Cat.
Listen, you know they have their mouth, but they have, you know, his mouth has something in it. So, did you hear me? That was sucking the juice that was running down the side of his mouth. Okay, you come on.
Okay. All right.
Who you picking?
Well, you did Marlon, so I'm going to do Sam.
Sam, Kinison. Oh, right. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, all right, that was good. All right, the sex doctor segment.
Oh.
Sexual position number 20 is the cowgirl position.
The cowgirl.
Who said that?
That's on the list. It's 1 through 69.
Who made the sexual position list? Who's the author of that?
Now, that's a good question.
I want to know.
That's a good question.
Because cowgirl position.
I used to think it was just the astrology signs that did it.
Just look to the stars.
Sextrology.
Just look.
Sextrology.
Just tell, what you want to do? Just look to the stars, baby. I see a Big Dipper. Okay. Just look to the stars, baby.
Look to the stars,
whatever
baby.
You tell me. I see a little dipper. I ain't no little dipper.
I'm a big dipper.
Oh, my goodness. So what is the cowgirl position? Can you explain that? I'm sorry. I don't know.
So when she's riding you reverse.
Oh, her back to me.
Right.
Okay, so legs over me.
So she's riding you and she's facing the other way.
Looking off.
Looking off. Looking the other way.
Is she looking in the sky to see what she see in the constellations and the stars? Because that's what you said. The constellation told you. Was it Uranus that told you? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That was good.
All right. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank.
All right.
Okay. In this movie, his mother famously says, life is like a box of...
Oh, man. Chocolates.
In this movie, Top Gun, they say, I feel the need for
speed.
And this one, the round, small candies that fizz and pop in your mouth are known as...
Oh, man. Pop rocks?
Yep, pop rocks.
Okay. All right. All right. Ooh, hey, boy. Okay. Pet peeve segment. Being unreliable. Okay, so when you say that, which standpoint are you saying it from? People being unreliable or?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't get beyond
that. Y'all could have saw his face when he said that. Okay, so how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoyed is it?
A 10.
Straight up.
A 10.
So give me an example. Somebody not being reliable.
Well, let's say for work. Let's say you have something to do and you don't do it.
Okay,
or you know,
period.
That's unreliable.
Wow. That's a bad. That's a bad mark to have on you. That's a bad thing.
Absolutely.
To have.
Well, what it does
for people to know that about you know, for you to be known.
When
for
you
that.
Get known as unreliable, you get cut off.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You get cut off. You just get done with it. You move on. That's the one thing among a few small things that will get you cut off in the human nature.
Yeah.
Be unreliable to somebody. Let's say somebody's planning to move and you plan on helping them move. You talked about this all month. I'm going to help you move. I'm going to help you move.
Right. I'm going to
help you move. Day comes. You don't show up. You don't call. You don't answer your phone.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
That's unreliable.
Yeah.
You cut off.
Let me ask you this. Say if you, would you consider this unreliable? Say if you invite somebody to an event that you're having, right? Mm-hmm. And then they say, okay, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And then they don't come. Is that unreliable?
I did that. I'm not unreliable. I was
not
tired.
Talking about you. I'm talking about I'm talking about just in general. I'm looking at different.
I mean, unreliable to me is that you're really depending on them
okay.
for something.
I got you. Like, I got you.
You're depending on them.
Right. To supply.
Your name
something.
Is on the line.
Right. You okay. Know, that makes sense.
Something is on the line here.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Your time, everything. And you have, there are a major part of the cog that,
right.
that you need to have.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. 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 And no, I want to talk about that. I know you were tired, Coach. I was tired. I'm not unreliable. No, you're definitely reliable. And I like to think of myself as reliable. I think I'm pretty reliable. If I say something, and me as an individual, I want to be reliable. It has to do with integrity.
You don't get to be where you are by being unreliable.
That's good.
So
that put a period at the end of that sentence.
Yeah. Next.
Next. Facts. All right.
All right. Versus Ice Cube. Versus Tupac.
No, when you say versus, oh no, I got Pac, bro, all the way. That's not even close. Who you got?
You don't think Cube can handle Pac?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even close. Pac was a poet. Cube, you know.
Cube was lyrical.
He was.
He was writing a lot of lyrics for a lot of other people.
He was. He wrote a lot of lyrics, but right. Pac though. Pac got
you
it.
Think Pac?
Yeah, I think Pac got it. And they both from Cali.
Right, that's what I said. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Where will you win? This is the Where Will You Win segment.
Where were you living?
At the age of 20.
I was in Maine.
I was in Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes.
Okay.
I was in Virginia. Yes, I was in Virginia.
Virginia.
I was in Virginia at the age of 20. Yes.
Okay.
I was. Huh. Wow. That's a trip.
All right. Red flags.
Uh-oh.
I wrote someone who is rude to a waiter while you're out on a dinner date, but I want to say the 20 shots of tequila tray. If you see a shot of a 20 shots of tequila.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
I think I saw two or three red of them the other night.
Oh, four or five red flag
goodness,
trays came
bro.
Through.
That was crazy.
Yeah, your cuz.
He is. Ooh, shout out to my cuz.
Shout out
bro.
To your cuz.
All right. Coming out of the tunnels.
So
I like that we included this, dude. I get a visual every time. We got to get some coming out of the tunnel music. Good. So, what do you think it's like coming out of the tunnel for a championship boxing match in Vegas? Wow.
Stars.
Incredible.
Out, the
incredible.
Stars, everybody's
incredible.
There.
Incredible.
I mean, come on, man.
Incredible. I think about people like Floyd Mayweather who fights in Vegas. When he was fighting active, he was fighting in Vegas a lot. Mm-hmm. He was fighting in Vegas. He was killing, betting on himself. He was killing him. He showing videos where he was going up to collect his money. They counting out $300,000 that he won on himself. But coming down the tunnel, that gotta be crazy. Cause what's the name of the venue? Something.
What would be your music? What's your song that you that if you had a fly
my song, yeah. My song, I'm him. I got a song called I'm Him that I performed the other night. I would come out to that song. It's fire.
Can we hear this? Hear it, man.
Let me see. Why are you doing that? Hold on. Let me go and put this up. This is what I would come out to if I had to. And see, this is how good God is because I got my stuff queued up.
So and in this corner from Mobile, Alabama.
Here we go.
Rick Hesley.
What is this?
What did I come out to?
Yeah.
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet. You come out with your own.
Let's work, Paul G.
Hey, hey, yo. Ooh, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Come out to.
Fire.
Yeah, man. I appreciate
fire.
That. Yeah. So
fire.
If I had to come out to something, I'd come out to that.
Bro. Fire. Fire.
Yeah, that's my song. All right. That's my song. What would you come out to?
That's a good question, man.
There's a lot of songs
lot
you could come
songs
out to,
you
dude.
Could come out to.
What's the one you say get you pumped if you're working out and make you grunt?
You know, I'll probably come out to, I've been listening to is a lot of Rocky.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Would you come out to his song?
Why not?
Which one? The dun, 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 dun. Rising
Eye
up.
Eye of the Tiger.
Jump,
Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger.
You can grunt to it.
You
can Eye
grunt
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the movie that. Because when they played that one, that was Rocky IV when he fought the Russian.
No. Eye of the Tiger. That's Club of Lang. Mr. T.
Oh.
Wasn't that Mr. T?
Mr. T
you
was.
You got to get the Eye of the Tiger rock. That was number three.
You don't want the Russian fight Rock? Rocky, the one that fucked the Russian?
But the Eye of the Tiger wasn't in that one, though.
I think it was. Wasn't it? It might have been. I don't know.
I think it was.
You're right. Eye of the Tiger. Okay. You want
three.
That Rock. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd make you
go Adrian. Go Adrian. If you can get along and we can get along.
You can't win, Rock.
We all can be along.
Okay. All right, here we go.
You don't have to let go, Rocky. Come here, Rocky.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, did you watch the Flintstones?
Yes, absolutely. All the time. I used to watch it every day when I came home from school.
I did too.
It would pop. Come on. Yes. Mm-hmm. Throw the Flintstones up. Yes. All right. Would you rather segment? Would you rather be able to breathe underwater or fly in the sky? Oh, man.
I'm going to say fly in the sky.
I'm going to say that too. Because just because you could breathe underwater don't mean you're going to get away from everything. Because just because you could breathe, a shark could still. Now, if I could swim like a.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. If I had if I had Aquaman skills, then I'd say breathe underwater. But you could just be breathing underwater, but not have no skills. Heating up, so you're done.
Okay.
Fly in the sky.
Fly in the sky.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, game segment.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to give you one guess. I'm just going to say a player.
Okay.
And you got to tell me the name of the team.
Okay.
All right. Fran Tarkington.
Minnesota Vikings.
Gale Sayers.
The Chicago Bears.
Dan Marino.
The Miami Dolphins.
Mika.
The Jets.
Yeah.
All right, tongue twister segment. Okay. All right. Miss Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt, not a punt cut square, just a square cut punt. It's round in the stern and a blunt in the front. Miss Puggy Wuggy has a square cut punt.
You did good.
I did pretty good, yeah.
You did good.
I tore that up. Truth or dare? Oh, man.
Truth or dare?
Did I have to pick one first?
Pick one.
All right. Oh, man. I'll go on it. Truth, man.
Truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think OJ did it?
I think he knows who did it. I don't think he himself did it. Like, did it. I think that he owed somebody some money and it had something to do with a restaurant. And she was in on it too. No, she owed the money too. They were together. But I believe that they told him, you're going to watch this.
Okay.
And I don't think he did it. Do you think he did it?
Yes.
With his own hands. Cut the throat?
Yes.
That was brutal.
Yeah, I think he did it.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What if segment?
What if?
What if your mouth was paralyzed shut and you see someone you know about to be hit from behind? I would probably grab him.
Your mouth is paralyzed.
Right. I would grab him. They can't hear that. They're not gonna hear that because there's something coming. Please stop. Yo, no, let's stop. That don't. He's not gonna get it. They know. Okay. Oh my goodness.
Trivia pursuit.
All right.
Okay. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa hangs in what museum?
Man, you got me.
That was on the Mary's Nut.
I just said it. Hold on. Yeah. It's in. I'm cheating in front of you. Listen, it was in. Nah, I can't even cheat right. It was in. Yeah, I'm gonna get this. Egypt. Not Egypt. It was in. Oh my goodness.
No, it was in the art segment.
Okay.
The arts.
Art segment.
This is the art segment.
You sent me to the wrong one. I say it was in Egypt. Okay. All right, come on. All right. Oh, my goodness.
He snorted.
Oh, man.
The Louvre.
It was in the what? Oh, yeah, the Louvre. Okay.
The Louvre.
What is the name of John Travolta's character in the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever?
Tony.
Tony what?
Tony Manero.
Manero. The Italian.
The Italian
style. All right, all right.
Which country is the largest in the world?
The United States.
No, come on.
Which one?
Russia.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's huge.
I did not know that. All right. According to Guinness World Records, what's the best-selling book of all time?
Probably Yoda's favorite book.
The Bible.
The Bible.
Yes.
The Bible. All right. What U.S. state is home to Arcadia National Park?
Arcadia. Oh, man.
Maine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the only food that can never go bad? Answer, honey.
Honey.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. All right. What is the name of the pet dinosaur in the TV cartoon Flintstones?
Dino.
Dino.
Yes. All right. Eddie Falco and James Gandolfini star in what series about the life of a New Jersey mob boss?
The Sopranos.
Yes.
Which guitarist performed on Michael Jackson's song Beat It?
Oh, man. He's from the rock group. Oh, man. Doggone it. You got me.
Eddie Van Halen.
Gotcha. Okay. What is the smallest planet in our solar system? And it's Mercury.
Mercury.
Text it.
Not Uranus.
Nah. Uranus is big. Uranus is nice size. Check segment.
Don't forget to like.
Boy.
Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. You can listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and of course our website, on and off Duffield with the DA.com.
And you can find us in Uranus.
It's closed. We forgot to close.
It's been episode number 20 on and off the field sportscasting with a purpose.
This is a show.
Okay.
This is your boy, Coach Foster.
Okay, this is Yoda, man. This is 68. We out, man. Oh, my goodness.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.